Hey there, welcome to The Tent. I'm your host, Scott Fellman, and it's time for yet another foray into the world of aquariums from a slightly different perspective. You know, I recall not too long ago, this was, a year or so ago, I was at an aquarium club event that I had attended. It was one of those great, you know, fish geek weekends. I was speaking at a club in the Midwestern United States. I was actually in saltwater mode talking about a reef aquarium topic, which is it's something I don't do as much nowadays, but now that I'm kind of playing with reefs again, I suppose I'm starting to. But anyway, it was one of those, so you think the life of a fish geek speaker is glamorous type weekends? I mean, the kind where you spend 14 hours traveling and maybe 30 hours on the ground. I guess it's fun if you like airplanes, hotels, and airports, which I do, but not really glamorous. So it's cool stuff. I had a great group. But it was not the typical, but it was the typical in and out whirlwind. And I love this stuff. It was fun. The event was was awesome. It was over, far too quickly, like most of those kind of fun events are. And you realize the value of information sharing in the hobby at these events. And I'm always reminded of both the thirst for information that exists in the hobby, as well as the culture that sort of surrounds it. The culture of sharing and teaching is pretty fucking cool. And it always hits home for me when people tell me how much they enjoyed my blog or podcast about whatever a few weeks back, it makes me realize the responsibility that I have when discussing topics with you guys here. Anyway, I shared the speaking bill with another hobbyist who gave this really great talk on, it was kind of a fundamentals of the reef aquarium talk. And at first you think this is the last thing you need to hear about to talk to with experienced reef keepers or experienced aquarists, but nothing could be further from the truth. It got me really thinking. Both of us were really totally blown away by the absolute hunger for seemingly basic hobby information. After both of our presentations, the amount of questions that we fielded on stuff that would be considered, primary reef or aquarium keeping technique was just overwhelmingly disproportionate to the more advanced topics that we brought up during our talks. Now, this could, of course, just as easily translate into freshwater, but this was saltwater. But regardless, we talked about this concept for a long time on the shuttle to the airport, and we tried to get our heads around it. Like, why would this be? I mean, we're in the postmodern era of aquarium and reef keeping where hobbyists are trying all sorts of advanced techniques and technology and sharing all over, forums and social media. And hobbyists spend a collective fortune on the latest and greatest equipment, lighting technology, controllers, filters, pumps, gear, whatever. We're bombarded with lots of data on, setting up systems and what's available, and I got this new animal, blah, blah, blah. And information is actually everywhere. Well, maybe the information is everywhere, but I get this sneaking feeling that many hobbyists are not taking advantage of it. Now, it's strange, and I think about this because, yeah, we have social media and there's lots of cutesy videos about topics. And I guess there's a hidden grain of knowledge in there on some of them, trying to teach people. But really a lot of it is sharing, look at this cool, Amazonian biotope tank I did or whatever. And it's like very little is discussed about, well, what is the actual biotope that you're trying to model? Is this really a biotope? And why do we keep using that fucking word biotope when 90% of the tanks that are biotope are not biotope? It's just a tank inspired by a habitat. There's no shame in saying that. And I think we should be much, much more realistic about that. Biotope is a much more rigorous, specific thing. It means different things to different people, but it's semantics. But anyway, I think part of the reason why there's such a thirst for information is because people are putting out these videos and, snippets and posts and stuff showing their work, which a lot of it is great, but there's so little. I guess it's assumed that you understand the basics of whatever. And I get that because, maybe some people say, hey, my jam is not teaching. I just want to share my work. It's cool, but you're sharing your work. But whether you like it or not, you have a sort of responsibility to it. And I don't understand. And this becomes glaringly obvious when I travel or meet other aquarists. That I saw this a lot in the reef hobby. And I see it still in the freshwater aquarium hobby with our little specialty niche. And it's like, why would an aquarist have a 200-gallon aquarium with thousands of dollars in livestock and equipment that I can't even think about having on my tank? And they have these detailed questions and even complete misperceptions about really basic shit like alkalinity, water quality, stocking, stuff that they should have acquired as a fledgling hobbyist or at least during their planning phases in the hobby adventure. Like, how the hell could this be? And I think I don't know. I mean, if you can't grasp a goldfish bowl, how are you going to grasp the high-tech planet tank or whatever? I mean, I have a couple of thoughts and theories about, you know, why this is. Well, of course I do, right? Well, number one, again, here I go blaming the internet, but I think the internet changed everything in the last 30 or so years. You know, okay, Feldman, sure, go ahead and blame the net, slap Twitter again while you're at it, whatever. No. Hear me on this. I think that the internet, Instagram, Twitch, X, whatever, all that stuff, threads now. I think that the internet and all the information access it provides has been culture changing. It's quick, it's easy, you can get little snippets, you don't have to sort through things you're not interested in, I guess. However, some of the change in our hobby may not be for the better. There was a time when a beginner in the hobby went down to the local fish store or had a conversation with the staff about starting the tank and was sent home with some information and perhaps even cracked a book or two before he even bought an aquarium. With the internet, this information is readily available along with forums where, a fledgling hobbyist can discuss the hobby with experienced veterans, all sorts of aspects ranging from the basics to the just bizarre, obscure stuff. However, there's also hundreds of build threads on hobby forums and advertisements and online vendors just like us dangling all sorts of stuff in front of the neophyte. For just a few bucks, you can have this cool stuff delivered right to your door. If you do it right and if you can afford it, you'd be able to go from thinking about starting a tank to a full-fledged high-octane system with all the latest expensive gear and livestock, by next month. Maybe it's a cultural shift, brought about by the era of e-commerce. Again, I'm not trashing progress. I'm just saying, like, look at the impact it's had on us. We've become accustomed to wanting something and getting it, like, really fast. Like, why research it? I mean, they're products and equipment that can give you professional results with pretty much plug-and-play setup. You can bypass all that nonsense, like understanding the nitrogen cycle or the concept of water quality management or stocking. We have live bacteria in a bottle, electronic controllers to monitor stuff, lights do turn on and off themselves. This is easy. Well, perhaps it's even too easy. I mean, have we as a hobby simply decided in this fast-paced era to just bypass the whole learning curve altogether? Are we as a culture and as an industry so eager to get new hobbyists into the game that we're enabling them to bypass the dues-paying part of the climb to hobby success? I mean, should there be a dues-paying time? In other words, where you earn your stripes by failure or whatever? I mean, I get it. We don't want to kill animals. That's different. But this is really prevalent in the saltwater side, but I see it more and more in the freshwater side. I guess who has a right to dictate that? On the other hand, are we exposing hobbyists to financial ruin and, most important, hapless animals to death because the newbie wants that rare cichlid or deep water acro and should be able to keep it because of this crazy filter, this skimmer, this calcium reactor, this water pump, this electronic controller, these additives, but whatever. Are they supposed to be able to do that because this stuff should help? Well, this dovetails kind of nicely with my next little theory. Why try to understand what plants and fishes need? The equipment will take care of it, right? We've gotten to the point where no one wants to brew a cup of coffee anymore. We have the K-cup to do that. Maybe we're too busy. Okay, I'm probably overreacting. Well, I don't know. I've been approached as a vendor numerous times to give remedial aquarium keeping lessons to people who have an obscene amount of money invested in aquariums and hobbies that would put mine to shame. I've said this before, especially when I was in the reef world, when I was owned Cohen Uni Corals, we'd have people that literally didn't understand the most basics about coral care, and they would order $1,000 worth of coral and put it in a real moral quandary, because obviously a lot of times you don't find this out until after, they get the stuff, and then they're like, okay, what do I do? And you're like, oh my God. But I know many fellow vendors in the industry and local fish store people have had similar experiences. Have we as a hobby and industry made the process of actually understanding the life forms that we keep secondary to simply acquiring them? Has this hobby been about getting stuff and then sharing it on the internet? And I don't know. It makes me shudder a little bit. And look, I'm not trying to take that, you guys have it so easy. I had to walk through 6 feet of snow mentality that, our grandparents told us about. It's not about, newbies have to pay their dues. They don't have the right to success. No. The point is, we owe it to our animals and to ourselves to understand this stuff, the basic stuff, sometimes the boring, not sexy stuff. I think we've went out of our way here in Tannin to talk about some of the basics. Definitely talked about the basics of what we do and how it dovetails with the basics of ecology and biology. But this is where the local fish store, the humble LFS that everybody loves ridiculing, will shine above all. Talking to people who live, breathe, and sleep aquarium keeping will really help. Vendors online, I mean, we have the same thing. Forums, they have a responsibility for perpetuating a responsible educational culture. There's too much at stake when we have environmental groups wanting to literally shut down the aquarium hobby. It's crazy. And when the average person is in the hobby for only 18 months before throwing his or her arms up in frustration, something's wrong. And that's a statistic that the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council had available. This is probably going on 10 years ago, but it's probably worse now. I don't know. But this is important, especially when we're selling millions of dollars worth of expensive equipment and livestock and dreams to the very people who are bailing out in droves. Don't believe me? Look at the used equipment forums on some of the, reef hobby forums or freshwater forums. People are selling stuff because they're getting out of the hobby. How many times have you seen that Facebook post? Leaving the hobby, decided to move on, whatever. You know, this isn't just a fight to create more understanding and awareness that I'm talking about. It's literally a fight for survival of the hobby and for the art of aquarium keeping. Yeah, it's important. We have the old elders of our hobby, the pioneers from the 50s and 40s and 30s. Some of those guys are dead. Some are going to die soon. I mean, it sounds morbid, but these people are old and it's great to get their wisdom passing it down. Otherwise, we're just having to reinvent, rediscover the wheel again, you know? It's a cultural shift, pure and simple. You know, in a world where people are supposedly not able to retain more than, 280 characters of information at a time or whatever, and where there's apparently an algorithm or a hack for pretty much everything, we seem to have lost the ability to absorb information on stuff that's not considered relevant to our immediate goal. Like, we jump to B without going to A. It's weird. People want the black water aquarium with, the low pH or whatever, without understanding what pH is, without understanding the black water environment, without understanding how to do it, how to filter it, what the ecology is. We love bandying about those terms: black water, biotope, Amazon River, Orinoco, blah, blah, blah. I've seen so many people trying to say, this is a Orinoco tributary, flooded forest, and there's rocks everywhere. There's not very many rocks in these environments, at least in the ones that we've studied. So it shows a fundamental lack of understanding. It's kind of weird. Now, I get it if you're just trying to interpret something, that's totally different. But when people are presenting something as a de facto representation of nature and then coming up with these freelanced ideas, there's a disconnect. There's something wrong. And apparently, this is not the thing that only I've noticed. And quite honestly, we perpetuate this by dumbing stuff down. We, as hobbyists, and that's a human nature thing, I guess, we love to celebrate and share the superficial aspects of the hobby. I mean, how cool the tanks look, the new light I got, the decals from all the cool companies of the equipment that you have, the look at my new fish swimming in my tank, and look at this artsy room. I get it. I mean, aesthetic is important and all this stuff. But what about teaching some facts, some information? I don't understand. We failed to get people to grasp the most basic stuff in the hobby, or even the basics of whatever specialty is that we're embarking on, or the basics of this sexy aquarium that we're featuring. You even see this in many of those build threads that I alluded to previously. I see those on saltwater forums all the time. In many of these threads, you'll see a detailed rundown of the equipment and shots of, them acquiring all the stuff, the assembly, the solutions to the problems encountered along the way. Usually the solutions are more expensive equipment purchases, and there doesn't seem to be any really relevant outcome other than they bought equipment. Then you see pics of the finished tanks, which sometimes are nothing special, quite honestly, for all the hoopla. All very interesting and I guess helpful in terms of buying stuff. But the weirdness out of it starts when, in the middle of the threads, you'll see the builder asking about why he's experiencing, a massive algae outbreak, or in the reef aquarium world, why all the coral frags he just added are dying in this brand new state-of-the-art tank with $30,000 worth of gear. Questions and ensuing discussions that make you wonder why this ill-informed yet apparently well-heeled individual went off on a five-figure joyride building a dream tank with an apparent complete ignorance of many of the hobby fundamentals. I'm often dumbfounded at the incredible lack of hobby basics many of these people show. Just because you're a great DIY guy and understand how to program your you know, your home entertainment system or whatever, and have a disposable income to buy everything you see advertised online for your 400-gallon reef tank, it doesn't make you a knowledgeable or experienced hobbyist. It just doesn't. Experience makes you an experienced and knowledgeable hobbyist. Okay, again, I'm sounding very cynical, and it's hard not to, and perhaps I am. But the evidence is out there in abundance, and it's kind of discouraging at times. You know, I've taken a much-discussed hiatus from social media and, quite honestly, in growing tannin, partially because I'm burned out on just looking at the absurdity that's out there, but part of it is just because I need to step back and enjoy the hobby and refresh a little bit. And look, I'm not calling us out. Well, maybe I am, but I'm asking for us to look at this stuff realistically. No one has the right to tell anyone that they're, you know, that what they're doing is not the right way. But we do have to instill upon the new people to our hobbies the importance of understanding the basics. Like many other, you know, vendors over the years, I've offered products to people and I didn't educate them on every single aspect of aquatic husbandry. It's hard to do that. You can't sell somebody a filter pad and then explain how it works, why it works, what the ecological implications are, what the chemical impact on the water. I mean, you can, I guess, but you're going to have write a dictionary for, you know, sized a memo for a one single product. Now, I decided my part was I do write a lot of blogs and articles and guests on podcasts. I do this podcast, do a lot of that stuff. I lecture all over the world. So I think I'm doing something to reach people, but I still don't think it's enough. I think I need to do better. I probably need to write more about basic stuff than I do about whatever the hell is on my mind like this, but I don't know. I do know that we all need to tell hobbyists like it is without sugarcoating everything, without just the solution, especially with sponsored, I use that term loosely, sponsored hobbyists. The solution to whatever problem is always this gear that the manufacturer that's sponsoring them happens to make. And these people will give these descriptions that are just, I don't know, they're kind of icky because it's like, oh, ever since I started using la la la, you know, everything's gone great. And maybe it has, but do you know how the thing works? Or is it just that they send it to me in the mail, I plugged it in and it worked? Or is there a reasoning behind it more than just reading the label? Please, as influencers, do better. Just do better. I think we can. And look, there are dozens of posts and build threads on forums and on Facebook groups and on Instagram and whatever that do provide great information to hobbyists, along with plenty of articles out there by experienced aquarists discussing any number of arcane and fascinating aquarium-related topics. Read Coral Magazine, read Amazonas, look at some of the online publications. There's a lot of stuff out there if you search for it. Yet for all this, join a specialty club. They're rocking information. But for all this, what we see every day is what appears to be a very superficial understanding of the hobby by so many hobbyists. And I feel sorry for these people, as well as the animals that are exposed to potentially fatal situations out of pure ignorance. These hobbyists also miss the joy that comes with understanding and applying something that they've learned. We all make mistakes. God, I make mistakes every day. I screw stuff up constantly. I've killed more fishes and coral than you probably ever will. It's part of the hobby and the learning curve. Yet when I see so many indications that hobbyists are just not grasping the basic information that they need to be successful, I feel a sense of, I don't know, disappointment. I feel like we, all of us who are supposedly experienced in this amazing hobby and in this industry, we're all letting down a whole generation of hobbyists. Yeah, I know I'm kind of giving us an ass kicking, aren't I? But I think we need to sit down with prospective hobbyists and, you know, let them know, inform them about the learning experience, and that learning the basics is actually fun. It's actually really cool stuff that'll make their hobby experience way more fulfilling and way more interesting. Well, how does this get solved? Again, it starts with mentoring, whether it's online or in person, whatever. It starts with getting people excited, not only at the end result, owning a little slice of the bottom, it starts with getting people excited about the journey that gets them there and learning about how we can make the animals under our care thrive. It's not just about the latest gadgets. It's about the latest information on fundamentals, the fundamental care of animals, of the ecology of our closed aquariums, on the natural habitats that we seek to replicate. It starts by us once and for all embracing the local fish store and the people who work there. Sure, there's stories of ignorant personnel and stuff, but guess what? These are truly the exception rather than the rule, but they're somehow seeped into our collective consciousness and contaminated forever our view of the local fish store, which is just crazy. Most of them give invaluable, free, hands-on advice. most attempt to instill a passion that goes beyond just shilling products. That's always unfairly leveled on them. Enough's enough. Just like acknowledging that not all online vendors and coral vendors, plant vendors, aquarium vendors, whatever, are, you know, Photoshop abusing, money-grabbing, deceptive business practicing sharks, or that every eBay advertiser is not a service-oriented company that uses deceptive sleazebag tactics working out of, you know, the storage bin or whatever. We can't keep pinning the LFS as the primary cause of hobby dissatisfaction and misinformation. The local store, as I've written about and talked about many times before, is the first link to the wonders of the hobby, a cornerstone of our culture, and the owners and the employees deserve our unwavering support. Like all of us, they deserve the occasional kick in the rear when they screw up, but that's it. That's all they deserve. This is the solution to our so-called problem starts by continuing to emphasize the basic care of our animals. For example, how many hobbyists do you know who really embrace a quarantine protocol for any fish that they add to their tanks? How many hobbyists do you know that would bend over backwards to buy a product that promises the benefits of quarantine without actually doing it? Well, a lot, I'll bet. I mean, we'd all be tempted. I mean, how many would really just jump on that because of the seemingly easier course? I mean, how many products promise no water changes and people just love that shit? I guess it's human nature or whatever, but as aquarists, we need to support new hobbyists with not just the generosity that we're famous for in this hobby, but the incredible passion that we curate. But we need to give them the good and the bad information. We need to impress upon them that by running without learning how to walk first, it becomes a very painful experience. Fishes, plants, and corals are not just merchandise. And the learning curve should not include exposing them to potentially fatal situations that could have simply been avoided had the neophyte hobbyist just been properly instructed about their requirements from the get-go. We need to let beginners know that part of the joy of the hobby is, well, beginning. It's learning about this stuff firsthand by doing it. Again, in an era of instant gratification, it just seems that the aquarium hobby is a polar opposite. The vast majority of us get it, but there's a discouragingly large portion of the aquarium hobby that hasn't seemed to have grasped the concept just yet, and an even smaller quantity of the hobby that's actually disseminating the information visibly. I don't want to sound stupid, but the superficial, rather shallow stuff is louder and sexier and much more attractive than the good information. We need to change that. We need to make it better. Start by supporting your local fish store, supporting your fellow hobbyists. Do a blog, do a magazine article, do a podcast. It's super easy. I have the most ghetto setup in the world. I'm literally talking to my iPhone and I spit out whatever comes to my mind. And I have thousands of listeners all over the world. It's pretty cool. You can get good information out there. You could get bad information out there easily too, as we see. But if you have good stuff to share, share it. Remember, your ideas can germinate in the hobby only if they're out there. And also remember, there's no real hacks, no shortcuts in this hobby game. And there's no need. We just need to enjoy the journey. And we can all do it together for the benefit of everyone. Okay, I'm off my soapbox for now. Stay excited, stay motivated, stay helpful, stay generous, and always stay wet. Until next time, this is Scott Feldman from Tannin Aquatics. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I look forward to seeing you on the next installment of The Tin.